As my wife mentioned this morning, June 28th is the Mother's Memorial deadline to get your offering in. Thank you for giving to that. This is a great giving church. God bless you for all you've already gave. This, of course, helps more missionaries, North American missions, global missions, etc. And so God bless you for giving to that. Also on July the 10th, guys, if you've not signed up, it may be out already by now. We have 4 tickets left for the Rangers and Astros game. If you're going to that, I think we had 4 left. It's $60 a person. It's going to be a great time for our guys hanging out on the 10th of July. Looking forward to a great time there. Money is due on this Wednesday night for that as well. So please keep that in mind if you're going. The money is due this Wednesday night. Looking forward to a great time in Jesus' name. Amen. Then we have a great service this morning. Brother Proctor preached to us. What a great service. Thank the Lord for the move of the Holy Ghost here today. Amen. I believe God wants to move tonight. You believe that? Amen. I think God can come in this house and just give us a great move of the Spirit and bless us and touch us in Jesus' name. Amen. He first of all inhabits praise. Amen. Let's worship the Lord together. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy tonight. We pray the Holy Ghost would do what only you can do, Jesus. Speak among us. Talk to us, Lord. Anoint us, oh God, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we worship you, Lord. Worship with our team tonight as they sing.
Provider, Jehovah, 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 J
Nobody like Jesus. Amen. Nobody can save you like Jesus. Nobody can help you like Jesus. Nobody can deliver you like Jesus. Something about the name. Aren't you thankful you know who he is tonight and the power of his spirit? Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, praise team. God bless you tonight. Amen. We'll receive our offering at the end of service. And so please keep that in mind. The ushers will bring that at the end of service. Again, thank you for coming on a Sunday evening to church. God bless you for being here. And I do want to say what a delight it is to see my mother-in-law among us tonight. We love and appreciate you. Good to have her back. Amen. We love you. And I want to say how good it is to have Brother Stan Cook with us tonight. Amen. I've said it to you before. I may be 40, but I think I was born at the wrong time. Amen. I was raised on Gaither Vocal Band, and then I was raised on the Magruders. And I can almost remember my parents, I think it was Jonesboro, Arkansas, or Louisiana, somewhere. There was a concert. Magruders sung, and that's the first time I saw a man named Larry Carter. play the guitar, and then Brother Stan Cook sung 14 and a half years. If you ever heard the old songs, I'm Going Home with Jesus, Just Warming Up. I mean, he was on the albums of all those songs, and an incredible, incredible tenor in his day, and still got a powerful voice on him. And he'll talk about it some. His wife's been real sick for so many weeks, and he's been out of the pocket singing for a long time, for a while now. But we're delighted to have him at the United Pentecostal Church of Paris. Would you welcome Brother Stan Cook?
Thank you, friend. You're very kind. You may be seated. What he basically just said is, he's old. I mean, good gracious. But I'm still trucking. And it's good to be here tonight with the Davis family and all of you. My first time, believe it or not, in all my years to be in Paris, Texas. Well, I've come through here a number of times, traveling to other places to preach and sing. But I've never been able to be in service with you. And it's my delight to be here. God is good. Amen. No flesh should ever glory in his sight. It's all about him. So let's glorify him tonight. What beautiful singing that we've already heard in this place. I've been blessed to be with the Davises before, down in Dayzetta, and also on a cruise ship. And we sang together. Now, my job on the cruise ship, I told them every time we went on a cruise, every ship needs a good anchor. And that was my job. I'd stand right in the center of the ship and put one leg on one side and one on the other side. And I didn't say time will be no more, but I just, you know, peace be still. And I will tell you from experience, I've done several of those. And I think y'all came just once with us. And this Davis family stole the hearts of many people, especially that young singer they had with them. I'm sorry, I'm 63. I can't remember your first name. Addison. I know your last name. At least I think it should still be Davis. That may change someday, but you're probably a little soon for that. But the people enjoyed them so very, very much. And I'm thankful that I have the privilege to be here tonight. I know it's Sunday night. I know work, we used to say work begins tomorrow, but you never know nowadays. People work all kinds of schedules and hours, and I don't want to keep you all night. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I mean, my God, I'm tired before I'm started. Sometimes, and I don't want to open a can of worms here, all right, but sometimes I had a little discussion. I'll get to talking to pastors, and I'll talk about how that, you know, there's a number that don't have Sunday night, and I know you're going into your summer schedule. Some don't have Sunday night anymore, and I say, I used to think I had a conviction about that. Now, by the time I get done on Sunday morning, I'm worn out, and kind of glad I don't have to preach that night, but sometimes I do. But I'm just glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. I will tell you something I've learned about flesh in 63 years. And I am authorized and qualified to talk about flesh because I'm more flesh than any of y'all. But the flesh never, ever wants to do right. You have to make it do right. Some people push back on me, but that's the truth. I don't pray because my flesh wants to pray. I pray because I make my flesh pray. Hello? And so I've found about flesh, you know, it's amazing how some folks could be so worn teetotally out if it was church they had to come to, but if it was something fun they wanted to go to, they was rejuvenated. Oh, you're getting quiet on me tonight. But I'm glad you're here tonight. It's a good crowd here tonight. I've heard preachers get up and blast the folks that are here for the ones that aren't here. I'm not going to do that. You're here. And I appreciate you coming. And now, I'm not here to convert you to my style of music. I just sing what I happen to sing. And I don't know how much voice I'll have. We've been 6 weeks. Today is day 50 of my wife being in the hospital. It has been a roller coaster ride. Got to be careful. At least we haven't broadcast this much, but twice in the last 50 days, she has brushed up against that door of eternity. One time she did actually cold and they had to get her back. But thanks be to God, she's on the mend and she's still in a medical facility, but primarily for therapy and rehab now, because you lay in a bed for over 40-something days and all of a sudden you can't walk. And so they're working on that. I stood by her. I'm not asking for honor. It was my privilege to stand by her side. I put my schedule aside and stayed with her. This last Sunday, I did speak out. It was only one time at about an hour, 20 minutes, 30 minutes away from the house. This weekend's the first time I've been out any length of time. And we discussed it, and she encouraged me, because she is stable and doing well, to go out and minister. I will tell you, both ministers, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm pretty transparent. Both pastors that I was scheduled with today told me, Brother Stan, if you can't make it, we will take care of you with an offering either way. But I was trained, if you can answer the bell, try to answer the bell. Y'all will probably wish by the time we were done, I just stayed at the house. You know, God's people, I'm just talking to you a minute, God's people are the best. And over the last 6 weeks, it's been the generosity of God's people that has sustained us. And I thank God and I thank them for that. In fact, it's almost given me a complex, because I've discovered that I think some would rather pay me not to come as to have me come. And by the time tonight's over, you'll understand that. The point is, I don't know how much voice, you hadn't used your voice in a while. Sometimes it can escape pretty quick. But it's an honor to be with you. I'm just down to earth. I love God. I love God's people. And it's all right to smile a little bit. Hello? I don't have time to go through everything I would normally say to the first time I've been at a church, but I'm passionate about the gospel. I'm passionate about my family. I'm passionate about music. And I'm passionate about trying to get God's people to smile. Amen. If you surveyed us Pentecostals, we would tell you we are not unhappy. We just look like it. It's because we just don't think about it enough. But we need to think, because a smile is attractive. I don't care how you're dressed. You can have the perfect outfit and accessories. But if you don't have a smile, it's not complete. Reader's Digest said, laughter the best medicine. But the Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So ask your neighbor right quick, said, have you had your meds yet today? Thank you. Y'all didn't. Have you had your meds? I'm telling you, when you live with people that's on meds and they skip them, you can tell. Oh, glory. glory. So let's have a good time for the next little while. I think I'm going to start a little slow tonight. Is that all right? I'm kind of built more for comfort these days than I am speed. The latest project that I've recorded, I went back and did a lot of songs that I heard growing up. Not all hymn book songs, some of them were. This song struck me because I've heard it since I was young. But it also resonates with me even today because I need Jesus now just as much as I've ever needed him. Just because I've ministered for over 42 years does not mean I don't need God. Hello? And this song I remember was written by a teenager back late 60s, early 70s. His family was in the music business. He was stationed in Fort Jackson, just east of South Columbia, South Carolina. Hitchhiked to Memphis, Tennessee to an event called the National Quartet Convention. His family had him up to sing this song he had just written. You can gargle it. It's in there. In the crowd when he sang was a man by the name of Elvis Presley. Elvis recorded the song. Legend has it that the man wasn't hitchhiking much longer. And over 95 artists have recorded this song. Later, the guy kind of way got out on the edge of music. I didn't prefer his style. But anyway, this, you can hear the heart of a young man that knows I need Jesus. So let me start with this tonight. It's okay to worship with me, all right? Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Oh Jesus, my Jesus, without him, how lost I would be. Without him, I would be dying. Without him, I'd be enslaved. Without him, life would be worthless. But with Jesus, thank God I am saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know today? Please don't turn him away. Oh Jesus, my Jesus, without him, how lost I would be. Sing that last tag. Without him, how lost I would be. Woo! Isn't that the truth? It's in Him that I live and I move and I have my being. Now, let me reminisce for a second. I'm not one of these guys, well, everything was better 40 years ago. No, it wasn't. My dad told me, he said, son, you hear a lot about it. He said, but trust me, you're living in the good old days. He said, I know what people mean. Maybe people were a bit more neighborly and kind, but those were rough days. He said, you got it pretty good, son. And so every service, I mean, they'd pass out those songbooks. I don't know why, because we didn't need them. And my dad was the best song leader I've ever met in my life. Prejudiced, yes, but truthful too. He was sensitive to the spirit, and he could get it done. And my dad, I mean, that song leader would say, turn to page number so-and-so. They didn't have to tell you what the song was. You knew. Hello? Anybody remember? 86. He got it. Anybody else? What? Somebody's? Heaven's Jubilee. Ah. And we knew them. And so we're not going to pass out the books tonight. I'm not going to sing all hymn book songs. But while I'm reminiscing and while I'm talking about how bad I need Jesus and without Him I could do nothing, let's go back and sing this old song, and I need you to help me sing it, all right? A little different flavor, but the same words that we used to sing, all right? As I travel through this pilgrim land, there's a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It's the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day. Help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Sing it, church. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus. Hold my hand. How many remember that song? Ah, yes. Let me travel in the light divine, that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be wholly thine. Sing redemption song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true, ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me when I kneel in prayer. I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Yeah, when I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Glory. That's called sweating to the oldies right there. I'm so thankful for the goodness of God. It's hard for me to sing without getting a little word in. The Word of God says, I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed into His hand. Against that day. The only thing God cannot keep is that which has not been committed. I've committed my family. I've committed my future. I've committed our finances. I've committed everything to Him. And when it's in His hand, when you're in His hands, the Word of God says nobody can pluck you out. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Hold my hand. When my boy, when our boy was little, we go to cross the street, I didn't ask him to hold my hand. I got his hand. Because he could let go. But when I got a hold of him, he ain't getting away. And I remember way back under, you're a young guy. I don't even like young people. But I remember us singing years ago, Jesus got a hold of my life and He won't let me go. Anybody ever sung that? Jesus got into my heart. He got into my soul. I used to be oh so sad, but now I'm just free and glad because Jesus got a hold of my life and He won't let me go. I've been to churches before and people, boy, I didn't know them, but they'd get up and they'd say, jump on Him, Jesus. Get on Him, Jesus. Well, Jesus usually won't just jump on you without an invitation. But I don't want Him to let me go. I don't have time to preach between every song. As you can tell, I'm fairly raspy. Thank you to the sound man for helping me tonight. I appreciate good sound men and ladies, whoever it happens to be. They usually only hear from us when we don't like what they're doing. How long's it been since you stopped by and said thank you to the people that do that? Boy, you're getting quiet on me. All they have to do is please every one of us every time. So stop and say thank you. Have I said everything you told me to say? Okay. Just trying to make sure I got it all in. We were singing at a big amphitheater, Atlanta, Georgia, Six Flags. And man, there was a crowd. And it was gospel day. And the first part of the day was like more southern, and the last evening was going to be contemporary. And so the southern part was all quartets except us. Well, obviously, we didn't have enough sound to cover, so it was hired sound companies, and they were ever one hippies, and they were bored stiff by all the quartets. You could tell it on their face. It's like a styrofoam cup in a campfire. You know, just... And not that we were that good, but when we got up and Larry Carter got to railing on that guitar, they woke up. And man, they were having a blast. The only thing is I could tell from the stage that it kept getting louder because he was liking it. And he just kept hitting that fader, pushing it on up. I saw an old gentleman get out. I don't know if he's a gentleman. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I knew where he was headed. He got up. He was headed to the soundboard, which was about halfway back. And I knew he was ticked off. And our sound man was standing back there. Nothing spiritual about this, all right? And it's been a long time, and you can tell when in a moment you'll be able to tell. Our sound man was back there, but he wasn't running it. He was just telling them who was fixing to play, who was fixing to sing a verse, whatever. And that guy went back there to complain. Thought you might get a kick out. And that young guy never said a word to that guy. He just kept doing like this, pointing at something. Well, I'm on the platform. I can't see what he's doing. Well, we finally get done. We get on the bus. We're headed to the next place. And I ask our sound man, I said, I could see what was going on back there. But what was he pointing at? He said he had a laminated sign. He had taken it and had it laminated. And it said, here's a quarter. Call somebody that cares. Whatever church that gentleman used to be, he was used to going to, I promise you, he had never been, you know, encountered that. You know, we want to make it comfortable for you as you can, and he's doing a good job. Would you give him a good hand? Everybody hears sound differently. Brother Magruder used to say, we said very little about sound because you didn't want to bring it up. And he used to say, now we're working on an idea to put volume knobs on the back of every pew. If you like it loud, crank it up. If you like it soft, turn it down. He said, wouldn't that be great? And people said, yeah. And he said, of course, it won't be hooked to nothing, but you'll feel better about turning it up or down. Because I figured out that's 90% of the battle. Well, thank you, Jesus. I hope you can make this leap with me. I'm laughing tonight, and one reason, I'll be honest with you, Pastor, that I made the trip this weekend, although I wanted to be a blessing to you through the Lord's help, is I needed fellowship with God's people. I mean, you just sit there, and sometimes, I mean, she's doing everything she can do to get better. I'm her advocate. I'm going to speak up on her behalf. She's been dealing with 4 autoimmune diseases for over 20 years, and that combined with lots of other things has just been a challenge recently. And so I'm not going to be unkind, but I'm going to advocate for her health. And sometimes over a long haul like that, and anybody ever been a caregiver, you feel like you're pushing the train by yourself. Sometimes. And so it's good to come together with brothers and sisters and see people. You know, we all gonna face things somewhere through life. But the Word of God says, I've held on this for years, and you don't ever need to forget it. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When I'm overwhelmed, don't sit down and have a pity party with me. Take me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. I can't really do this song justice. Sister Priscilla sang it for many, many years, but the song deserves to live, and I'll do my best. Not every day is, you know, people say life's not fair. Well, of course it's not. Fair is cotton candy and corn dogs and saltwater taffy and food and food and food and food and more food. Life's not fair. It rains on the just and the unjust. Saved people get sick. Unsaved people get sick. Saved people lose their children to death. Unsaved people lose their children. It's not the questions. The questions are the same, whether we're saved or unsaved. Why did this happen? Why to my child? Why to my spouse? Why? The questions are the same. Are you listening to me? The questions are not what distinguishes the saved and the unsaved. We don't know why any more than they know why. The only difference is we believe there is a why. And I may never know it, but I trust him. And I trust him with my life. I pray that the Lord would touch you tonight. I don't know what you may be facing or going through, but let me sing to you. Today I face the mountain that I have no strength to climb, and the struggle of this journey's left me weak, both in body and in mind. From where I stand to the peak is a distance on my own I cannot reach. So this journey of 1,000 steps begins right here on my knees. Soon I'll soar like an eagle. Far into the heavens, woo! Where I can almost see God's face rising in its splendor to heights I never knew. What once looked like a mountain's just a hill from heaven's point of view. Ooh, the Lord is in this room. I may face things tomorrow that I can't comprehend today. Circumstances so uncertain make it hard to find the strength to pray. Oh, but I'm living in the promise. I'll never leave you. I will always see you through. So what's this mountain to an eagle flying high from heaven's point of view? Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on wings of grace, far into the heavens, where I can almost see God's face. Rising in its splendor to heights I never knew. What once looked like a mountain's just a hill from heaven's point of view. Once looked like a mountain's just a hill from heaven's point of view. Feel Jesus in the room. Thinking about my dad. I'll try not to be super lengthy tonight. Thinking about my dad, I can just almost see my dad in a moment like this when the Spirit is resting on us like this. Ministering is the right word. The Lord is ministering to somebody in this house right now. My dad would maybe pick up a microphone and sing an old chorus. And the one that comes to my mind, and he didn't have to have music to do it, But there's one comes to my mind right now, and if you don't mind, I'll just sing a little bit. It's what I feel in my spirit. Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. See, in our weakness, He is made strong. You think, man, this has weakened me. But in those moments, finding more power than I ever dreamed, I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Somebody say amen. Are y'all okay? I would ask you if I was boring you, but I'm afraid you'd tell the truth. Sometimes I don't want to hear the truth. Let me sing a song. This is still not a fast song, but I'll get there in a minute. This kind of this is a country flavor song, but the message is very, very similar. To what we understand as believers. Are we okay, Pastor? Are we okay? A few more minutes. We understand as believers that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. We know that. I remember hearing a man of God preach one time. He says, what gives us so much difficulty as believers is we know so much about God. Because we know that all it would take is for God to speak the word. And it would all dissipate. And it frustrates us sometimes because He doesn't. Hello? We know He can, but why won't He? Sometimes He brings you out. Other times He takes you through. We know that the sun's going to shine again. We understand that this shall come to pass. And so we wait for that moment when the smoke of battle has cleared and the enemy's waving the white flag of surrender, and then we rejoice. But, I do believe it's possible, and that's what the writer of this country-flavored song says. I believe it's possible to, even while you're in the storm, to celebrate the fact that Jesus is with you. Jesus doesn't expect you to hear the doctor say, sir, we thought it was and it is. I'm sorry. Jesus don't expect you to turn somersaults down the sidewalk back to your car and say, woohoo, I got cancer. Hello? Excuse me. We get excited preaching about Job when he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be that. But I don't think he was doing that. I don't think he was shouting and running the aisles. He was knelt and he worshiped. And it may have been nothing more than a whisper. But the bottom line was, he said, Lord, I ain't going back. I ain't turning around. I can't find you in front or back or on the left where I know you work or on the right. But I know you know the way that I take. And when I come forth, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all right if you'd start learning to dance in the rain. Amen. You don't have to wait till the sun's shining. To the saint and the sinner, the losers and winners, sometimes the rain's gonna fall on the bad and the good, the misunderstood. Storms will come to us all, but I found the answer from heartache to cancer. I thank him in spite of the pain, 'cause when I start praising, things began changing by learning to dance in the rain. I'm learning to smile when I feel like crying, to live every day as if I were dying. I'm learning the lesson of praising God through the pain. I'm learning to stand when my heart is breaking, to hold to the cross when my hands are shaking. Lord, through it all, I'm learning to dance in the rain.
Amen.
When the clouds start to gather, bringing bad weather, there's no silver lining in sight. When your prayers have been prayed, but the answer's delayed, and you're holding on for dear life. Whether you walk on water or if you falter, he'll be there when you call his name. And you'll get the victory and you'll solve the mystery by learning to dance in the rain. I'm learning to smile when I feel like crying, to live every day as if I were dying. I'm learning the lesson of praising God through the pain. I'm learning to stand when my heart is breaking, to hold to the cross when my hands are shaking. Lord, through it all, I'm learning to dance in the rain. To dance in the rain.
Hey, hallelujah.
I'm learning to stand when my heart is breaking, gonna hold to the cross when my hands are shaking. Lord, through it all, I'm learning to dance in the rain. Lord, through it all, I'm learning to dance in the rain.
That's a little country right there, and I don't have that country cut on my voice tonight. I miss it, but sometimes it's there, sometimes it ain't. But I remember years ago, anybody remember the Happy Goodman family? And old Howard one time said, he said, I was praying and I asked God to make me the best gospel singer in the world. He said, God said, nope. Not going to do it, but I'll do something better than that. He said, well, Lord, what could be better than that? He said, I'll give you an audience that don't know no different. So that's what I pray for everywhere I go. Are y'all okay for, it's 6:57. I'm not telling you that so you'll know what time it is. I know you know. But you feel better knowing that I do. Right? Now, I've got some CDs out there. I know some people don't use CDs anymore. And these, I don't even have really what the
the total assortment that I needed to be. It's been 7 weeks since I tried to sell one, and they're just like little orphans out there in my van, and I can't get nobody to take them home with them. So I'm hoping you'll adopt one tonight, or two or three. And I normally have 12 different CDs. I'm sold out of one, so I have 11. I got two or three, really, Magruder CDs that I was able to run into. They were all after I left the group. The ones with me on them sold out. I'm just teasing. I'm just seeing if you was listening, all right. But I can, you know, and my wife's got a wonderful book. She's almost done with the second one, although I have an idea there'll be a few chapters added. But the first one was about, it's not about just having a child, it was about our journey. We went 12 and a half years before our son was born, but we had a promise of a son. And she's very transparent in this book, her mother's days that were very, very tough and very, you know, not enjoyable. And although you want to be happy for others, et cetera, et cetera, she wove her story through like Hannah and Elizabeth and others in the scripture that was facing that. And so, yes, some of that deals with that. But really the emphasis of the book is if you have a promise, God is going to fulfill what he said he would do. So it's a wonderful book. You can buy my CDs, her book, cash, check, credit card. We'll fix you up. But thank you for coming by. I understand people come to me quite regularly and say, Brother Cook, I don't even have anything to play a CD on anymore. My response to them and you, if you would be in that category, is this. Who said anything about you playing them? I just need you to buy them. Fair enough. Oh, Lord, I'm so old. Is anybody, any of y'all old enough to remember driving down the highway and you look over on the shoulder of the road and there's this pile of tape that came out of a cassette that come unraveled and it made them mad and they rolled down the window and they threw it out. Some of y'all has probably done that. You know why they threw it out? Because they didn't have a pencil. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Pencil, you could take that thing, it fit right in there. You can roll it right. Your pinky would work, but your pinky got really tired really quick. I'm trying to give y'all an education over here. I'm so old, I've been on albums, and of course albums are coming back a lot now, but I've worked even with reel-to-reels. Thank God I've never sung on one, but I'm just old. That's all it amounts to. But thank you for coming by. And the church has always blessed us with a good offering, so I'm not whining. But it is a blessing when you come by, and it'll help us out. We appreciate that so very much. I don't know that I can reach this, but I'm going to try it, all right? We got a couple, three songs left in us, and then I'm going to give it back to Pastor. But this is on that last one where I recorded of I called it Musical Memories. And this is a black gospel song. And now my dad tells me, right, it was before my time, but he tells me there used to be a time, some of y'all might remember, where if they announced they want the choir to come, that just meant anybody out there that wanted to sing, they'd just come. It was not rehearsed. They had not practiced a song. I don't know how they handled those platform standards. But anyway, they just come. And so I'm not going to ask you to come tonight, but I'm going to ask you to help me be the choir. Will you be the choir? Boy, I ain't got a hand yet that'll help somebody. Please let me sing in the choir, you know. So I'll direct you. I should get you guys up here and sing because y'all got strong voices. Mine's about gone. But I love black gospel music. And Edwin Hawkins had this song out many years. And the reason I like it is because it tells my story. And Mr. Soundman, I hope you don't have a laminated sign up there that say you don't care, because this one needs to be boosted up a little bit because it deserves it. And so let's just see if the Lord will help us here for a minute. All right, you got to watch me now. I got the first line. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
He washed my sins away.
Woo!
It was a happy day. He taught me how to walk. Watch and pray. Yes, he did. Oh, watch and pray.
Woo!
And live rejoicing. Get there every day. That's the way I feel right there. Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
When Jesus was. Aren't you glad that he was? When Jesus was.
He washed my sins away.
Woo!
It was a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
It was a happy, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
It was a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
To remember that day
when he washed all my sins away,
and I'll never forget
that day when he washed,
when Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed,
he washed my sins away.
Woo.
It was a
hey! Hallelujah!
I'll never forget that day. We're getting close to being done. All right. I want your family to get a microphone, all right? Come on. No, don't waste my... You're on my time now. Come on, come on, come on, Addison. You're not banned from the platform, are you? I don't want to get in trouble. Get your microphone. Make sure they're on. Tusking 1-2. All right. Are we getting there? Well, I don't either, but yet you made me sing an hour. Yours on? Yours on?
Test.
I'm going to do something crazy. See, I don't have a live band. I don't have a band so that, you know, I can just sing songs and encores and all that. So I tell you, now there's equipment that you can do that. But while I was singing that, I thought about how fun that would be to sing it with them. All right? So I'm going to sing it again. All right? Y'all going, this is a repeat. All right?
Let's all stand.
Y'all stood up the first time. What happened?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
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 He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
It was a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
And pray. Yes, he did. Oh, watch and pray. And live rejoicing. happy day.
When Jesus washed,
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
It was a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. You want the rest of it? It's on the CD. Hello, y'all. Don't run off. Whew. I'm wore clean out. Actually, I'm not, but I know that y'all's worn out. I mean, you know, either you've had a decent time or you're the best bunch of hypocrites I've ever sung to in my life. But I don't want to take advantage of you and keep you all night. I got to do this for a while, so I'm enjoying myself and getting. I enjoy people, and I enjoy the presence of the Lord. And so I'll tell you what I'll do. If I can close with this song, y'all kind of just, it's got background singers on it, but just jump in there. And because I need some help. This takes me way, 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 way back. Frankly, it was our only number one song that we ever had as a singing group. We had lots of top fives and tens, but we were this song. In fact, it was magazine, Singing News Magazine. They still have a magazine, but the way they work, you found out like a month ahead of time that in the next month's issue that your song was going to be number one or five or seven or whatever. We had found out that day that this song was going to be number one. And of course, we were happy about that. And we were singing way out. We were north of Knoxville, Tennessee, in between there and Bristol on Highway Interstate 81. In fact, we were north of Kingsport on up in there, and our bus broke down. Won't be no buses in heaven. And we walked about a half a mile, wintertime, cold. We did not have a generator on that bus. It was just bus heat. Well, the bus ain't running, you don't have any heat. We walked about a half a mile to a TA truck stop. And he called his cousin, Brother Billy McCool, who pastored in Knoxville, Tennessee. And they had a big bus, but it was a passenger bus. They said, we'll be there in the morning to pick you up. And because we couldn't get any help that time of night. So we hiked back to the bus. It was cold. I got in my bunk, and everybody got in their bunk. It was quiet. After about 15 minutes, Brother Magruder's inimitable voice rang out. And he said, boys, now you got to realize this was 36 years ago. He said, right now, we could take that number one song and 50 cents and go back to that truck stop and get a cup of coffee. He said, because that's about all the good it's doing us. Oh, memories, memories, memories. But we had a great time, and the Lord blessed us. And let's just, if you don't mind, Brother Dave, are we all right? Are you okay if I end with this, or are you wanting to put them through more misery?
All
right. Okay. Oh, you'll figure it out in a minute. Just I don't want to tell you ahead of time. Good feedback coming from
you. I'm going home with Jesus. In the twinkling of an eye, I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls his church away. I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls his church away. I'm listening for the trumpet to sound most any time, and a crown of life that's waiting, thank God, will soon be mine. I got my invitation at a place called Calvary. by the precious blood of Jesus. That trip's been paid for me. I'm a going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the morning, and I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls his church away. Well, the captain of the vessel, he's calling, get on board. And the destination's heaven, safe on that crystal shore, where we meet again the Savior and our loved ones who have gone. Better live through all eternity. Oh, yes, we're going home. I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, and I may not know the day, but I know that I'm believing when he calls his church.
Somebody say, I'm going home with Jesus in the Jesus in the twinkling of an eye.
I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the day, but I know that I'm believing when he calls his church away. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'm believing when he calls his church away. Calls his church away. I'm a going home to Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I've made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, and I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be living when he calls his church away.
I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be living
when he calls his church away. Some folks just ain't ever happy. I just sang my gizzard out. He says, "You got, I'm just warming up." Thankfully, I don't. I got it. You got something. Whew. I ain't warming up. I'm already hot. Brother McGruder used to say, he said, "Saints, when we get to feeling like we feel right now, heaven's not going to be that much better. It's just going to last a whole lot longer. And you're not going to get tired, and you're not be sick, and you're not going to be weary." Because I remember a few years ago, I don't know who wrote it, your wife may. I love this worship chorus. Your presence is heaven to me. My dad would pick up the mic and he would sing. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunions on streets of pure gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. Jesus will be what makes it heaven. Huh? So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much distance is between us and heaven, but we must run the race and be faithful until he says, well done. I know it's time to be done at 7:18, but some of those old songs just rolling through my mind, and some of y'all may know them and may not, but I tell you what we better do, sis, is the words of this old song. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land, and some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. Thank y'all for helping me. I feel like singing just one more song if I can. Y'all can stay here. I've sung it so many. It's not really a memorial service song, but I've sung it for so many of my family. So I recorded it. It's an old song. It's an old track. Sounds a little dated. And I don't know that I've ever closed a service with this. But I can see heaven in view right now. That's another old song that comes to my mind. My dad would used to sing. Is that the lights of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the lights of home, it's a welcome sight to see. Ladies and gentlemen, he's coming soon. God bless you tonight. Thank you for enjoying the evening with me. Thank you for having me, Pastor. This is not a sad song at all. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter with me. And someday only I'll stand there. My home shall be eternal. I'm looking now across the river, woo, to where my faith shall end in sight. There's just a few
more weary days to labor. Then I'm gonna take my heavenly flight, Beulah land. I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, Beulah land, Beulah.
Why don't we all stand and give the Lord praise together? Lord, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that city called heaven. We worship you, Master. God, we give you praise tonight, Lord. There is none like you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, God. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel such a move of the Holy Ghost here right now. Grab somebody by the hand if it's appropriate. Lift that hand to heaven right now. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the strength that's in this house. Thank you, God, for that undergirding strength that I feel in this room tonight, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah, amen. I feel the strength of the Holy Ghost in this house tonight, amen. Never take that lightly, folks. God comes in a place, you never know what God's doing right here, what God's given strength for someone for a journey you could face. Thank God for his strength. Did you enjoy that tonight? Thank you, Brother Cook. Amen. Amen. Love and appreciate his ministry, amen, so much. And as he said, amen, even if you ain't got a CD player, he'll take $100 bills all day long at the door. I promise you that. No, in all sincerity, though, I mean, if you can be a blessing to him, God bless you for that. Of course, our church always do our part. Amen, but you can add a blessing to that. He'd appreciate that. And we love and appreciate you. What a great crowd for a Sunday night. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Amen. Don't forget ladies' prayer Tuesday morning, midweek here Wednesday night. Look forward to seeing you Wednesday night. We love you. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Yeah, we got to take an offering tonight. Please don't leave without giving to the church. Amen. Tithe and offerings tonight. God bless you. You're dismissed.